You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Good morning and welcome along to another edition of the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill. It's Sunday, December the 16th. Andy Holding taking a look at seven races for you at Navan this afternoon, which is going to be obviously greeted by a certain amount of inclement weather. Certainly had it in the last 24 hours anyway. It's good to yielding at time of recording. All that obviously is subject to change as I haven't actually got an update from the track with regards what they've had overnight, so it's obviously going to be a little bit softer than what it's been predicted in the paper. Got some decent action, big fields as ever at this track. Lots of the locally trained runners, including Gordon Elliott, have all come out in force here. See, Giggingstown has got a big representation in the big race of the day. The Navan Novices Hurdle at 12:30, and also as well in the 1 o'clock, the Tara Handicap, which is probably the best betting race on the card. We move swiftly on, talking to Giggingstown. They've got a couple of stronger contenders in the opening maiden hurdle in the shape of Battle Over Doyen and Momus. Now, Momus sets the standard here, having chased home Deffy Blue over the course and distance here last time out. He certainly ran well enough to be a major contender in a race of this nature. But whether he's going to be quite good enough to fend off Gordon Elliott's Battle Over Doyen on hurdling debut is very much open to question. This expensive purchase was a good winner of a point-to-point back in 2017, and he overcame a big layoff. Don't know what quite was the matter with him, but he was 592 days off the track, but it didn't matter. He was well backed in November a month ago to beat a nine strong field, and he did it with aplomb as well. He started very strong. He does look a chaser as well. I know he's come from the point to point field, so that's blatantly obvious, but in keeping with his sire Doyen, he's got plenty of size and scope, and he really devoured the ground late on at Punchestown to win with any amount in hand. I think he's probably going to want further in time, obviously, but this looks a good starting point. It's a stiff track, and as his odds suggest, he's going to be very difficult to beat, even though Momus, like I say, does set a fair standard in that opener.
Race 2.
On to the 12:30 then, which is the big race of the day, quality-wise anyway, and this Grade 2 has brought together a reasonable field. I've got to be honest, it's not anywhere near up to the standard of previous renewals of this race. I mean, you look at the Roll of Honour, Ponce Alexandra, Mikhail Dagenet, Brer Hill, Bell's Hill, Death Duty and Next Destination last year. These are proper Grade 1 horses, and I'll be absolutely staggered if any of these make a Grade 1 level, even if they take this and prove me wrong today. But Rhinestone would probably be the pick of these from his bumper days, but I must admit, I was a bit underwhelmed with his hurdling debut performance the other day. Like I say, he was fully entitled to win, as his odds suggested. He only just scrambled home at Nace, and the time figure was absolutely desperate, and that's a problem with Rhinestone. He hasn't really run a number which suggests he probably deserves to be a short price favourite here. So I'm going to go with the tried and trusted formula, sticking with Gordon Elliott in this race, and I'm going to go with Deffy Blue. Now, he was disappointing on his only start in this company last year, but he's really turned the corner in his last two starts. I just think he's come of age for one reason or another, and his course and distance form has definitely got to be worth considering. Of course, we had a chance to look at that four-win Momus in the first race. I'm sure he'll go well, and I like the way Gordon's horse really stayed on in the latter stages to beat his similarly owned compatriot in the in the latter stages. Obviously, there were others to contend with here, Magnium and Monmeg Worldwide. Easy Game, of course, who was a winner of the course and distance last time out. It's a really complex affair because I don't think it's anywhere near the standard that we should have. But at the same time, it's very competitive. And I'm going to go with Deffy Blue each way, available to back around about 9 to 2 this morning.
Race number 3.
On to the 1 o'clock then, and a really competitive handicap here, Tatara Handicap, Grade B. Always very much sought after by connections, and There are several that you could fancy here. Obviously, one or two are coming back off chasing. Exports the likes of De Plottingshed, Baldock. I presume he's been readied for a chasing campaign, along with Squatter and Denario de Zabo. And we've got, of course, Willie Mullins's as well. Kyle de Mesnil, who's lurking there down off 10 stone 6, who's very much one to consider. But I'm a big fan of this salty boy from the Mags Mullins stable, and I'm prepared to put him up as probably one of the best bets off the day, if not the best. Off the back of his run the other day in a similar race to this, it was a better race, but the two horses that were ahead of him that day, Walk to Freedom and Dename Escapes Me, are very smart, particularly the winner. When he's on a going day, he's fairly useful. And we've seen Dename Escapes Me absolutely bolt up in the in a very competitive handicap subsequently, so that form is really solid. And if you look further down the line as well, beating 38 lengths that day was a horse called Nobody Home, who then went to Punchestown and absolutely trotted up in a handicap hurdle off the same mark. So off a mark of 126, I do think this horse he's fairly well handicapped. I think the step up to, well, not the step up in trip, but I think the more stiffer test, let's say, on this ground is likely to suit him, because he comes from the point-to-point field, having won a three-mile point-to-point on heavy ground. And his time figures are pretty good. So I still think he's got plenty of upside, albeit a lack of experience in this kind of level. At around about 8-1 top price this morning, I think Salty Boy is going to run a huge race for us there in the 1 o'clock.
Race 4.
On to the 130, which is a maiden hurdle over 2 mile 7. I'm going to go with Denwork here. I'm just keeping to the tried and trusted formula of sticking to an informed stable stroke jockey combination, who arrives here off the back of a good run over the course last time out behind Deffy Blue. Of course, we get a chance to see that form with not only his conqueror, but also Monmouth, who takes part in the first race. And he just looks a little bit one-paced, this fella, but he does keep galloping. And that's one thing you do need in these kind of conditions. And with the Joseph O'Brien team carrying all before them at present, I'd certainly think Denwork is very, very solid there down the front end of the market in that 130.
Race 5.
It's a rated novices chase. One or two interesting performers here. Some of them are making their chasing debut, and some of them have already got a bit of form as well. Monotype, he's caught the eye in recent times in very hot races. He was fifth behind Get a Bird in a very strongly run race the other day at Punchestown. He's no mole, of course, got to be respected as well. And Sukarno ran really well down in Thurles the last day. But for me, the best form in this race coming into it is via a handicap, and that is Stowaway Forever. And I'm quite surprised that he's such a big price today, because that third behind Duca de Tay in a very hot Grade B 2 mile handicap at Fairy House of the day was an excellent effort by James Dempsey's Charge, and he only got beat 5 lengths, and he was staying on very strongly all the way to line. I think the step up in trip is absolutely ideal to him. Most of his best form actually is over 2.5 miles. He was third behind Peace News last year at Down Rolls, third to Peacock Secret at Nace. He's just really got ever so solid form, and I think he's improving over fences, albeit he's only he's yet to finish in the first two in four starts so far to date, but he jumps well to my eyes, and I think he's got plenty of experience and plenty of quality to go really well here. So Stowaway Forever, very strong each way choice there in that 205.
Race number 6.
On to the 235 then, a handicap chase, and I'm very keen on Michael Winters' top weight here. Bits and pieces in the hands of Danny McInerney. This horse caught the eye massively the other day down in Clonmel. He was right the way towards the back of the field around that sharp track on good ground over 2 miles, but he stayed on very eye-catchingly in the latter stages to finish third behind Revelling Pleasure. He's absolutely crying out for a step-up in trip. All his best forms over further. And with the Mickey Winters team in absolutely scintillating form at the moment, I think he's got a good chance to define top weight in that 235.
And the final race.
On to the final race then. Look no further than Envoy Allen. I think Stevie Wonder could have seen this, how well this horse won the other day. He was unbelievably impressive. He looked to be going nowhere on the home turn, but once he kicked in the turbo turning down the straight, he absolutely flashed home. He was very much learning on the job, and he devoured the ground in his opposition to win very comfortably in the end by 4 lengths. His time figure was fairly good. And he's very much similar to his stable companion Malone Road from the same set of connections as Cheveley Park Stud, who is obviously going to have a very bright future. I think that Malone Road's Antipo's fate for the champion bumper. And this fella could easily put himself in the shop window if his stabber companion doesn't recover from that injury, which he's picked up since winning on his debut. You can certainly cast aside what it said in the paper as well that day. Good ground, but he absolutely bucketed down around. He was definitely on the soft side by the time that they run their last race, that bumper. So the Goodsy yielding, or even yielding in places conditions here today, shouldn't be a problem for this very strong, strapping son of Muthy here in the final race. Thanks very much once again for listening to the Irish Racing Podcast. I'll be back on board again in midweek when I'm going to be taking a look at any action that comes up for us at Dundalk. So until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.